I really want our listeners to know that every time we try and record an episode, it takes us... Technology is not our friend. It really hates us.
Technology is the villain of this season.
Isn't he the villain of every season, honestly?
And that's a fact. Okay, but it's like extra the villain of this season, you have to admit.
That is true.
Yeah.
We love a good villain, which is honestly why we did this episode.
Which is the topic of this episode.
Woo! Wait, did we...
Segways!
Did we do an episode on queer-coded villains? I feel like we did.
No, actually, I think we just talked about it.
Hmm.
I don't know that we actually did the episode.
Hmm, true.
Right?
I don't think we did either. Well, anyway, we're doing it now.
Forgets what we've already done.
Honestly, I do. Once it's in the can, I just completely forget. Unless we're gonna do, like, a follow-up episode.
Yep.
Which, do we ever do any of our follow-up episodes?
We... I feel like we did, but don't fact-check me on that.
We did with Digimon, but that was only because we were persistent.
Well, no, because we did them back-to-back, that's why.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
We had to trick ourselves.
Right after another.
We had to trick ourselves into it.
So, yep. Well, this might be sort of a Yu-Gi-Oh! Part 2, because I am, fair warning... going to talk about the Yu-Gi-Oh! Villains quite a bit.
Yeah.
I have a lot to say.
Honestly, I feel like we decided to do this video... Or video. Why am I saying video? Where do I think I am?
Welcome to our YouTube channel, listeners!
Welcome to our audio-only YouTube channel.
That'd be so funny.
I would love to do that. That's so dramatic.
So good.
You know what? We could be the first of our kind.
I bet you there's somebody out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. But
some podcast bitch.
But anyway, I feel like this episode was... Oh my god, why do I hear reverb?
Huh?
I'm like, I hear myself. I'm like, I'm hearing reverb.
Oh. It's because of the technology.
I told you it hates us.
It really does.
So I really feel like this episode was low-key just an excuse for us to do Yu-Gi-Oh! Part 2 without actually doing Yu-Gi-Oh! Part 2.
Because neither of us want to watch it.
Honestly, I feel like I don't want to because in the back of my mind, I know that somewhere towards the end of this season or something, it starts like that whole Atlantis BS and it's like the Seal of Orichalcos and I fucking hate that arc.
Oh, I thought that was like season 4.
I don't even know anymore.
I
really don't.
This episode came about, what was it, 3 days ago? When you were texting me, you were at the whatever concert that was.
Actually, that was like a week ago.
Was it a week ago? I feel like it was like a week ago. And we were just like, somehow got on the topic of villains.
I really don't. Hold on. I can actually look at, because I screenshotted it, and I was just like, this is funny. I'm going to screenshot it so that I can remember this conversation and we can talk about it.
Well, I just find it funny that we had all these ideas for what we were going to do as episodes, and then we were like, oh, here's a brand new idea that we came up with 3 days ago.
Well, that's honestly always what we do. We go with whichever excites us the most. Which is fair.
Absolutely. We're like tiny monkey children.
Yes, absolutely.
Bopping around. Also, I ate some spicy chips before we recorded this, so...
Your mouth is on fire.
My nose is running a little bit.
I feel that.
I apologize.
That happens to me, too. Well, anyway, let's get started on our villains. I get. Honestly, let's just start at Yu-Gi-Oh! Since we want to talk about it so bad.
Yes. The reason that I was like, that was like the first thing that came to mind was because I think it's like the prime example of where villains are more interesting than the protagonists, like any of the main characters.
Specifically Yu-Gi-Oh! Or anime in general?
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh!
Okay.
Cause... I mean, I guess there is like a pattern in anime that villains are more interesting, but I feel like specifically Yu-Gi-Oh! Is like a really like a prime example of it.
It's true, because God knows I love Pegasus.
And Pegasus is like, what, the first villain? He's like level one villain. So, well, although I guess Kaiba is really technically the first one.
But is he, well, I guess he's a villain, but really he's more of a anti-hero. He's like the built-in anti-hero.
We were texting about Bleach earlier, and I was talking about Byakuya being like an anti-villain.
Oh yeah.
And this I think like Kaiba falls into the same like category where he is a villain but like also isn't. Like he's, you know what I mean? Like he's,
yeah. He starts out as a villain, but he never becomes like a friend, like that regular trope where like I was a villain but now I'm your friend, kind of like what's his name in Bleach, the Quincy. But was he ever really their friend? I'm not sure.
Oh, Ishida. Yeah, he's a yeah. Well, yes, he does, because yeah. But like yeah, he's similar. I feel like he just doesn't want to be their friend, but they force him.
No, you're going to be our friend. He's like, well, reluctantly friends.
Well, I guess. Yeah, no, I feel like Kaiba kind of fits into the same, which is also, which is like a great trope. It just is, where, also, what's funny is that it's just like, no, it is my destiny to duel Yugi forever, and this is, like, the stars have aligned, and Yugi's just like, well, I have to go do some other stuff.
I'll never get over that whole existential crisis he has after he, gets defeated. That was so funny.
He really goes into a depression.
I'll never be the same.
It's like, you lost one time, buddy.
And then Pegasus just comes in all hot and crazy. He's just like, I'm going to steal your grandpa's soul. And it's very cartoonish.
Yeah, he's like over the top millionaire crazy.
I really person. Have to, I want to go back and like watch some of his scenes in Japanese to see if he's equally as ridiculous. Because
well,
I feel like
he doesn't have that ridiculous voice, so I don't know.
Then is it even fun? Because the dub of him is so much more fun.
The dub is so fucking funny.
I've got to stop drinking red wine spritzers before bed. Here's your white wine spritzer, sir.
is that from the dub or is that from Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged?
Oh, that may be from Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm not even sure.
Honestly, it really, the line is very blurred.
It's probably the same.
I think in the Four Kids dub, there's definitely a line about him drinking fruit juice when he's holding a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like 90% sure that there's a line about him drinking fruit juice.
Ugh, love that. Love the censorship for children.
So funny.
I'm getting juice like, drunk.
Yeah, like essentially, yeah. Yeah, he's amazing. I mean, nothing beats Bakura with his British accent for no fucking reason.
Absolutely no reason.
And it makes even less sense that the evil spirit also has a British accent.
Right? Because he's Egyptian, so...
And
unkillable for some reason.
It's just that his voice gets, like slightly lower.
It gets, like, really deeper. So, it's kind of like, so Bakura would be the bottom, and then the Yummy Bakura would be not a top. But
where are we going with this? Are we going with this conversation?
I don't know. I don't know where I lost my train.
Somewhere. Not a top.
Probably a power bottom, if I were going to be honest.
Oh, boy. You're not wrong.
Speaking of power bottoms, how about that old Merrick Ishtar?
I want to talk for, like, 2 seconds about Merrick's character design, because... Sorry, something just fell. Because... Okay, so, like, Bakura is British. Like, that's funny, but, like, that's, like, the kid, that's the dub, right? That's, like, you know, we know the dub is ridiculous. Merrick, in canon, is a bleach blonde Egyptian who is wearing, from what I can tell, a crop top hoodie that is sleeveless and, like, khakis?
Yes.
And gigantic jewelry. And I just want to talk to someone about why that is. And who did this and why does he look like that?
He's going for a shift at H&M, Grace. Leave him alone.
That's so funny, because I was literally going to say he looks like he stepped out of, like, a European gay club. Like, that is... That's what he looks like. Like, that is his character design.
Is that not what they were doing underground?
I mean, I guess. And, like...
Because, like, he's obsessed with Odeon. Like, that's really the whole thing. That's a love story. He's like, I'm in love with my adopted brother. And I'm like, oh, girl. The Gossip Girl storyline.
Except for Odeon is ugly as fuck. He's got that, like, fucked up haircut.
He really does. He got that, like, it's, like, almost a rat tail. It's basically a rat tail. And then he has, like, that scarification thing over his eye.
Also, what is his name in the actual? It's, like, not, like, where did they get Odeon from? It's so far from what his name is.
Where do they get any of these names from, honestly? Are you going to make me look this up? Am I going to have to go fact check this?
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's see.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the other names they made up, you know, are, like, Joey and Tristan. They're, like, names of people.
Yeah.
And Merrick is his name in...
The... Oh, actually, yeah. His name in the Japanese one is Rashid.
Yes, there we go.
Which makes way more sense. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, they all have, like, legit, like, I guess Egyptian names. Because his sister's name is Isis, I think.
Yeah, but actually...
And in the dub, it's something else. I don't remember.
Yeah, in the Japanese one, her name is Ishizu.
Ishizu.
Actually, maybe that's her name in the English version. Ishizu Ishtar, that's what it says.
Yeah, that is her, yes. Yeah. Yeah, no, but in the original, it's Isis, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe. It says in the Filipino translation, it's Isis.
Well, there you go.
Or at least that's what the Yu-Gi-Oh! Fandom wiki says.
Great.
Which is our prime source of information. Our source of truth, if you will.
Our Bible, if you will. Well, maybe I was watching the Filipino version. I don't know. I just know way too much about the Yu-Gi-Oh! Canon.
Yeah. Well, that's fair, because...
A normal human being.
It's a fun time. The dub is so much more fun.
It really is.
Anyway. Enough about those Yu-Gi-Oh! Homos.
Well, I did, and I also wanted to say real quick that they also do have the villain who becomes the friend trope, which is Mai,
Oh, yeah.
At first, she is an antagonist, and then she joins them. And except not really. She kind of, like, is doing her own thing the whole time.
Yeah, I love that. She, like, hangs out with them for a while, and then she's just like, bye.
Anyway, bye.
I'm going to go become the top female duelist in the world. And then somehow get beat by damn near everyone for some reason.
Joey.
It makes no sense. But I think she lets Joey win because she... For some reason, they're like, we're going to pair them together. I'm like, why? Because they both had weird accents?
Yes.
Okay, but you know what's really terrible? Is, like, further on in the series, Mai gets a really fucked up accent for no reason. Like, her voice actor changes.
Oh, really? I think they did that with a couple people.
Yeah. It's really, it's very upsetting.
Yeah. Well, we stan anyway. She's my fave.
Yeah.
But I think that they should do a reboot of Yu-Gi-Oh! But retold in, like, with all the villain stories.
Ooh.
Like, I would watch, like Invader Zim style, where it's, like, told from their perspective.
It's told from Maximilian Pegasus's perspective. No, worse, it's told from Mokuba's perspective.
He's such a nothing character. He's, like, not an antagonist, not a protagonist.
He's just a damsel in distress.
Ugh, he's just the little kidnapped brother.
Yeah, I was going to say, essentially it would just be Taken, the Yu-Gi-Oh! Edition.
Taken. Amazing.
Speaking of queer-coded villains, before we started recording, we were talking about, like, what other villains there are. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about Disney villains, and you said Ursula, and the first one that came to my mind was Yzma from Emperor's New Groove. Because honestly, she's my favorite villain. I love a mad scientist who's just like, I'm going to kill this person so I can take over the kingdom.
Well, what I love about Disney villains is that, like, I never quite got, like, their motives, I guess, when I was younger. I never, like, I don't know, I always liked the villains, but because they're, like, you know, one-dimensional, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
I get that. Like, think about Ursula, like, what was her motive? She just wanted to be beautiful? How is that a crime?
Yeah, they were just evil. They're like, they're evil. It's like, but why?
Right, exactly. That's more my point.
Fair point. Because there really isn't a motive behind, like, other than, like, they just have a goal and they want to achieve it, but there's no particular motive behind it.
Right. Like, here are the only Disney villains I think are actually villains, like, despicable people, is Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, because obviously he's the worst.
Yeah.
And then the fucker from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh, true.
Also creepy.
Yeah. Both of those are just misogyny.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Whomst else? I feel like those are the only two who actually have, like, true motives behind their stuff.
Jafar, what was his thing? What did he wanted to marry Jasmine?
Yeah, he wanted to marry Jasmine and also the kingdom? Yeah, and rule the kingdom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess he had a motive. His motive was power.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, it's like the older Disney movies have motives. Oh, also the guy from, whatchamacallit, in The Incredibles.
The guy, yeah.
See,
whatever his name was.
I don't know. It could be literally anything.
I don't remember. I liked the, did you see the second one?
I have not.
Oh, okay, I liked the villains in that one. That was a good time. They were definitely gay, so.
Aren't they always? That's the theme. Queer-coded villains.
Yeah.
Because we're the villains of our own story.
Plays that song. Blasts that song.
Yeah, I was going to say, speaking of villains, I always loved Rebecca Bunch.
Villain of her own story.
I mean, no one else was really the villain in that scenario. It was kind of her.
Yeah.
It's like she was the protagonist.
That show, yeah. They always did a good job of being like, well, humans have flaws, so.
Sometimes we're our own worst enemy.
You know who's the villain of that show? Nathaniel.
I was going to say, why do you hate him so much?
I don't know, because I do. He just sucks. And I hate that they had a redemption arc for him where, like, Heather liked him.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no.
Heather, no.
Also, Heather is a dyke, so...
That's why she got married to a guy that she could push around.
Yeah, true.
We all need a beard.
Yeah, I guess. I guess so.
I suppose, if you must.
If you must have a beard.
Who are some other villains? Ooh! Oh my god, how did we... Well, we didn't forget, but definitely just remembered Paige Michaelchuk.
Mm-hmm.
Villain of Degrassi. Or at least she was kind of the villain for the first, like, season or so.
She was the villain for a while, yeah.
Because she was, the bitchy popular girl.
She's also, like, my favorite Degrassi character, probably.
More so than Peter?
Peter, I love ironically... Paige, I love wholeheartedly with my whole heart.
With no irony attached whatsoever.
Peter, I just enjoy watching any scene that he's in because it's amazing. Remember when he got addicted to meth?
I'm still upset that I missed that arc.
Oh, it was so good.
That had to have been like that tiny bit where I was not paying attention.
So good. He was kind of a villain too, though. Because he did that.
He filmed Manny's boobs.
He did that.
Because I'm gonna be famous! Love that. Love that for her.
I was also gonna say, when we were talking about Disney villains, the, they don't have a last name, I guess. Ryan and Sharpay from High School Musical.
Love them. But are they really the villains? I was literally looking at something the other day on Twitter.
That's what I was going to say. Yep.
They were talking about how, like, they weren't the villains. It's like, Sharpay and Ryan, or specifically Sharpay, actually had a love for musical theater and wanted to do it as her profession while fucking... Yep. Troy and Gabriella were just like, we're the popular kids and we're kind of like having a crisis of self and I think we're in love and blah, blah, blah. And the musicals are a backdrop and it's like, you're ruining my life here.
It's true. It's kind of true though. They really were just trying to like hash out their own personal drama through the theater. And fucking Ryan and Sharpay actually wanted to be in the play and cared about it. Like, who cares that they were bitchy? Like, they're theater kids. Like, have you met a theater kid? Have you met one?
Not a nary one of them has enough... literally just has enough balls to be a villain.
Yeah. And they're just, you know, annoying. And that's how they are, so...
Plus, you can easily beat one up if necessary.
Beat up your local theater kid today.
I was gonna say, I'm like, it's funny because like that's exactly what, you know, all these shows turned into after the fact. It's like, they did High School Musical and it was just like the popular kid and the new girl, da da da, and whatever that bullshit is. And then I feel like all the shows stuff after it, they tried to do the flip where like it's about the outcast and blah blah blah. Because I mean that's what Glee was all about. And shit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've seen Glee.
Honestly, one day we should just watch a little bit of it.
I've definitely seen it. No, I was at my friend. I actually did watch a little bit of it. My friends were watching it, and I saw a little bit of it sober, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I saw a little bit of it high, and I was like, don't like this. So those are my feelings.
Those are my feelings. Well, speaking of villains, Ryan Murphy.
Oh, boy.
That's how
truly the villain of his own story.
I'm just thinking about AHS and the conjunction of sexual nightmares that is.
Yeah. Ryan Murphy is the villain of my life. He just continues to produce content.
So much content. You know, there's a show coming out on Netflix with, what's his face? The one who was from Pitch Perfect, like the first, well, he was in the first two, but he was in the first one. He was the one who wanted to be in the Trouble Tones, but they wouldn't let him in, and he was all like sad and shit, but he could sing. Benji, I think, was his name.
The magician kid who
was
roommate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's starring him. I think it's called The Politician or something.
Oh, interesting.
He's like, I'm going to be the first gay president. And I'm like, okay, I'm interested.
I mean, I will say this for Ryan Murphy. He's good at concepts and he's good at putting stuff out there. He's just not good at the follow through.
That's what our favorite professor said. He said that he's really good at pilots, but everything after that, it's just like,
yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? Fair.
You know what? Relatable. admits to being, to relating to Ryan Murphy on air.
I'm trying to think of some more villains.
My other favorite thing about this episode was that I was like, oh, this is such a good one, and then didn't really come up with a list besides what I had texted you, which was all Yu-Gi-Oh! Villains.
It's true, and we burned through those quite quickly.
I love them. What else is there to say?
Not much, honestly.
Yeah. Well, there's... Oh, you know, another great example of the villain-to-friend trope, an extreme version of this example, is Ken from Digimon.
Oh, true.
He goes 0-60 real quick.
Yeah, and then... Well, what was even his problem? Like, why was he evil? I don't even remember.
He was smarter than everyone else.
Which is fair.
I swear to God, that's, like, his whole reason for being a villain.
That he didn't get his Digimon, and I think he had, like, a terrible home life or something.
No, he did not. His parents were super nice. Which was really funny.
Then why was it? Oh, I guess maybe it was. He was just like
a bitch. But then, like, you know, through the power of friendship.
You know, as per usual. Oh, speaking of villains, I just realized one, and immediately just forgot it before I said it out loud. God damn it! Huh. Hopefully, it'll circle back.
Good. Yeah, no, I was gonna say that's what I love about Kaiba is he is so adamantly not part of that trope of becoming friends.
I love that he stays a rich jerk until the very end.
Until the bitter fucking end, and then he opens his own school of dueling. And then we go there in Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
Game on! Get your game on!
You know what's funny? I don't even remember the villains in that one. There was an evil spirit at one point. I don't know. I actually don't remember the villains in that one. Which is sad. But I do remember the protagonists, so I guess they had that going for them.
What was I just thinking about? Like, what villain was it? Oh, okay, now I remember. How? Death Note.
Oh, okay.
That also is about a villain, technically.
Yes.
But he's not. Is he really a villain? He's an anti-hero. Because, like...
No, he sucks.
Okay, well, those are your thoughts.
Those are my thoughts on Death Note, is that he sucks.
I mean, okay, let's unpack that. Because I feel like we're really, like, we barely ever talk about Death Note other than that time we talked about the live-action remake. Speaking of which, they're making a sequel still, from what I understand.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Can't wait for that abortion.
I think I just never got into Death Note fully enough to be behind the whole, like, him as an anti-hero, I guess. I kind of just thought he was, like, I don't know.
Well, in the books, because I read the books and watched the show, so...
Yeah.
The books, I like the ending in the books more than I like for the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in the books, the way that it ends is, like, I mean, Light dies, much like it does in the series. Sorry to anyone who hasn't watched it, but also, it's been out for fucking ever. What are you waiting for?
Yep. Rip.
So, like, he dies, and in the manga, he kind of, like, through his... What's the word I want to use for this? Through his kind of actions or whatever, he kind of starts this movement / cult of people who are, like, they become, like, disciples of Kira, where they're just, like, they get rid of bad people or whatever the fuck. And it's led by the one chick who was in love with him.
Oh, yeah.
The Lolita character. Because she's still alive, because her Shinigami killed itself for, like, to save her. So she got its life, whatever life it had left. And it had, like, a long-ass life left, so she had. So she's practically gonna live forever.
Okay.
So she was, like, still young and shit,
good
too.
Good for her, yeah.
I know, right? Love that for her.
Love that journey for her. We stand.
And I think in the anime, it's, like, it's something similar-esque. Like, she kind of, like, goes on to live her own life in, like, there are people who, like, follow in Kira's footsteps, but, like, I think it's more along the lines of kind of, like, a Death Note spinoff type shit.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I always kind of... To me, Light is kind of like, kind of like Dexter, in a sense.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
So, like, they kill for, like, the right reasons, per se, because they're only killing, like, murderers, like, bad people.
Yeah.
And they're only killing...
I kind of hate Dexter, too.
Well, but I can get behind their motives. They're kind of like, they only kill bad people who don't get their, get their just desserts. Like, they get off with being bad people.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I can kind of support that, but at the same time, you know, you're like, do we support that? I mean, in Dexter's case, it just seemed like it was fun. I mean, well, Light's case, it's very hands-off.
Yeah. No, in Dexter's, I mean, in Dexter's case, it's because he's a serial killer.
Yeah.
Right? And so he's a serial killer, and he's like, I can't help it. I'm going to kill people, but I might as well kill bad people.
You have a point there.
You got me there. And then he has a weird thing with his sister.
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
That was a time.
And then with, I feel like with Light, for one, if you're going to be like, I mean, he kind of low-key becomes a serial killer because he becomes, like, addicted to the notebook. But at the same time, it's like, you know, it's very hands-off and you don't have to really do anything.
Yeah, no, I would, I mean, yeah. I'm not saying I wouldn't do the same thing in his
What's really ridiculous is that I could never get behind the storyline in Death Note is that the detective L was so good that he could pinpoint that it's like, it's definitely this high school student. I'm like, how out of all of the people in the fucking world, you extrapolated that information? How?
Yeah.
Tell me how.
Convenience to the plot. That's how.
Literally show your math.
Show your work. Yeah, you know who else was a really great, were great anime villains were the Sins from Fullmetal Alchemist.
Ugh, love that. They also had really good backstories.
They had great backstories. See, this is what I'm saying, people. Give your villains fucking backstories. Don't just be like, ah, oh, she's an evil sea witch. I'm like, well, yeah, like, I stan. Like, what are you, I don't understand.
That's what we need. We need an Ursula movie.
That would be fun. I would 100% watch that.
Like,
but we need a drag queen to play Ursula.
Yeah. like the live-action Maleficent movies.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, love that first movie. I'm definitely going to go see the second one when it comes out. Because, I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer is also in it. So I'm like, what more could you want? Michelle Pfeiffer and Angelina Jolie in one movie? Come on.
Oh, that's a fun time. Yeah, I haven't seen it, but.
They're just trying to bring out the gay children.
Well, they've succeeded.
Yeah, they're like, hey, gay kids, wake up.
Hey, gays. Hey, what's going on?
I know you're waiting on a season of Drag Race. You might as well come to the movies.
all right, my, you might as well come to the movies. My fan cast for the Ursula movie is Latrice Royale.
Yes, love that.
And, let's see. Willem as Ariel.
Now that's a movie.
And that's that on that. That's all I have to say about that.
So it's really a movie about how it's not even about air. It's like the early days of Ursula when she used to live on land and was an actual. And was an actual real life human person. And Ariel was a street walking hoe.
Yeah.
And Ariel was actually just some girl that she knew who was a street walking hoe. A sassy street walking hoe.
Oh my god.
Is that not who Willem plays in real life?
I mean, yes.
I love that narrative for them. Ugh. Oh! Another and good villain.
RuPaul as King Trident. And yeah. What?
So essentially the movie Star Booty, but just... Okay, yes. So I don't know how I forgot about this. Girl, Gone Girl, Amy, yeah. Best villain.
She's not a villain.
Okay, but in the context of the movie, she's a
villain. Right. She was fucking right the whole time, and she...
It's true. She's right, and she should have killed Ben Affleck.
She should have done that.
I just love how the movie at the first, like, I always look, like, when I watched that in the theaters, I was, like, so taken up, like, taken away with that movie. I was like, this is, like, the best movie. Like, oh, they depicted her as a villain, and I'm just like, no, she's right. She's fully right.
She's fucking right!
Because they're all like, Ben Affleck, he shouldn't be, he's being blamed for his wife's murder. I'm just like, okay, but he's, like, the worst. And then what's funny is the cops were all like, I'm pretty sure he did it. And I'm always just like, the cops in that movie are supposed to be the audience, because the way that they go back and forth is literally how I was going back and forth sitting in this fucking theater seat being like, did he do it? Did he not do it? Do I care? Because they were like, because I swear one of them was like, does it even matter? We should just throw his ass in jail.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I just love the elaborateness of her going through all of that. She's like, I'm gonna literally plan out this super elaborate plan on how he killed me, and then go into hiding, and then kill myself.
Oh, so good. literally, the cool girl monologue is the stuff of legend.
It really is.
It really is.
Love that for her.
Yeah. We should all aspire.
I'm trying to think of some more villains. Like, whomst else? Because I feel like almost every villain who I like or I semi-identify with, for one, is either queer-coded, but mm-hmm. also isn't even really a villain. Because you're just like, are they?
Weren't they right?
Yeah, because I'm like, I was just looking at my DVD collection and I saw X-Men and I was thinking about Magneto and I'm just like, well, even he's not even really a villain. Like, he's technically a villain in the context of, like, the comics and shit, but it's like, is he right? He's right. He's well, right.
He's a villain with, like, technically he's a villain, but he also has, like, a great backstory. Like, that is, he's, like, top tier villain slash kind of protagonist in a way. Like, he kind of also gets to be the protagonist.
Yeah. But honestly, isn't you Professor like to Xavier see
the side of the story?
Isn't Professor X the real villain in this scenario? He's really just trying to pacify all of these mutants and be like, no, we need to, you know, work with them, and it's just like, no, resist. Literally resist.
I feel like they are, like, Professor X is just like, we should all pretend to be heterosexual. And Magneto's like, no, pride.
We're fighting for our rights. That was fighting for rights, and people were killed.
People were killed.
Nobody was killed? Magneto threw the first paperclip at Stonewall.
Paperclip? Yeah. No, that's a good example of, like, a really good, well done, like, backstory of a villain.
Yeah. Okay, so before I called you, I definitely was watching the most recent, I just started, like, the most recent season of Elementary. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking about how Natalie Dormer was Moriarty mm-hmm. on this show. And I'm like, ugh, loved that.
Mm-hmm. She was iconic.
Have to stand. Because, I mean, the deliciousness of that.
Absolutely. Oh. Like, the casting of that, you know, was... True. First of all, spot on. I'm like, first of all, spot on to make Moriarty a woman. Spot on casting. Spot on her low-key queerness. Like,
again.
All of that.
How did I forget Cersei from Game of Thrones?
I briefly thought about Game of Thrones earlier, and I was like, but then we were talking about different animes, and I was like, well, do we even want to get into Game of Thrones? But yes, Cersei. Yes.
She's the villain I want to talk about. Like, out of all of them, I really don't care about any of the other ones. It's really all about Cersei, because, like, yeah. I remember in the very first season when I watched the show, I was just like, God, I hate this bitch. And then by season two, I was like, I'm in love with her.
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to remember if I stand, like, right away. I feel like I did, because I was in it for the fun of it. I didn't start off Game of Thrones being like, ooh, I'm gonna get into this show. Like, I was like, okay, I guess I'll finally get into Game of Thrones. And I feel like I stand right away with her, like, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I just love the fact that she's, like, basically drunk the whole time.
It's season one and season two especially.
Or, was it season two?
She always has a glass of wine in her hand.
Yeah, was it season two where they were, like, trapped in that tower or whatever, and she was just drinking the whole time? She was just like, more wine. More wine. Yeah.
I also feel like Cersei gets a lot more interesting once Joffrey dies.
Yeah.
Because she, like, when Joffrey's alive and when he's, like, tromping around being annoying, you're just like, oh, stop, like, somebody stop him. And she's just like, no, he's perfect, like, blah, blah, blah. But after he dies, I feel like she just becomes a lot more interesting because she doesn't have that, like, I don't know, holding her back almost.
I agree.
Yeah.
I definitely agree.
Yeah. I mean, I think it sucks that all her kids died, but...
But, you know, a fucking prophet told her that. They were like, all your kids are gonna die. And she was just like, no, that's not gonna happen to me. All our kids die. She was like, well, fuck.
It's not gonna happen to me.
No. She literally was sitting there with that clown wig at the end.
Yep. I also, like, seeing her, like, end, I'm almost interested in reading the books and seeing where she ends up instead, because I'm like,
well, I feel good like luck that getting last... that book.
What?
I said good luck getting that book. That last one has been in the works for God knows how long.
Very true, very true. But when it finally does come out, you know, when
he dies, because it's never coming out.
when he dies and they cryogenically freeze his brain and extract the information directly from his brain, because we're gonna have the technology by then, then yes, I will read it. And I just feel like she didn't, I feel like by the last season the writers were kind of over her as a villain, and she didn't really, I don't know, get much. Like, I don't know.
That whole season, they were just phoning it in.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't watch pretty much any of it, but...
You're lucky.
Oh, and they were also, of course, fucking jacking off in the writer's room to Daenerys being the ultimate villain. I was like, ugh, okay.
Yeah, that made zero sense. I was just like, sure. Sure, why not?
Like, I would have been 100% behind it if... we had ramped up to it at all.
Yeah.
But.
You know. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
So that's that on that.
Did you ever watch the original Charmed?
Like on and off.
Okay, so I loved Cole as a villain.
Which one was that?
Phoebe's boyfriend / husband.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
He was such a great waffling villain because he would go back and forth. He's just like, I'm evil. No, I want to be good for Phoebe, but I'm evil. He's like, I'm literally evil.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely a good example of the trope in opposite, where it's a character who you think is good, but, or who kind of goes back and forth more than, like, it's just a villain to friend, is more like a in between, like, toes the line a lot.
Yeah. agree. I don't know. He was just an interesting villain in that sense. Because he straight up was like... Because when he lost all of his demonic abilities and he was just like, I'm going to be human now. And then became a demon again. And then didn't tell Phoebe. Much like how he didn't tell her that he was a demon the first time. It was just really like, she just... It's like... I love the allegory of the fact that that was a
relationship. I was just about to say, men just be like that.
I know, I was just thinking about it. I was just like, wow, damn, this would be like a storyline on Love and Hip Hop. I just keep letting him
men
back
just
in.
Really be like that.
Love that.
Like, don't tell you they're a demon. Then they don't tell you when they're a demon again.
Speaking of demons, you know I gotta talk about it. Supernatural.
Yes? Go ahead.
So my favorite of those villains was definitely Azazel. I thought he was a good fleshed out villain for them.
I don't remember.
Yellow Eyes.
Okay, yes.
He was the original villain.
Yeah, the first one. Yeah.
Because they couldn't catch his ass.
Like, the first big bad.
Yeah.
When they started to have a through line, rather than just being, like, episodes.
Yes. I also... Yeah. I'll wait until we get around to our episode about Supernatural.
So excited.
Which probably won't be till towards the end of this season, because I'm definitely going to watch this whole last season live.
Okay.
So that I can get it week to week and really, really get that shot of... a shot of cocaine to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can do my summary episode where I just make you watch things. But I definitely want to talk about Ruby on that episode because...
Oh, yeah.
I have thoughts specifically between season 3 and 4 about Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
I have got T-H-O-T-S. T-H-O-T-S.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Ugh, Supernatural. And your misogyny.
I know.
Oh, but, I love you.
But in all fairness, the episodes I'm going to make you and Catherine watch are definitely towards the latter half of... They're in the upper parts of this series. Because, I mean, after season 5, it's kind of like, eh... I think there was, like, one episode where it was, like, a unicorn in it. That one was kind of fun, but sans that.
A unicorn?
Yeah, but I think it was, like, a figment of some child's imagination or some bullshit like that.
They really are just spinning the wheel. Like, if there was ever a writer's room that was spinning the wheel, it's Supernatural.
And you know who got that wheel? Who that wheel was passed down to? Riverdale.
Riverdale. Yeah. Except Riverdale added like 7 other wheels and they all spin at the same time. And there's just random words that pop up and then they're like, okay. And then they just write down those words on the whiteboard and then they like
spin again.
Them, and that's how they write their plots.
So on this episode,
cocaine. And
we're gonna rename this drug Jingle Jangle.
Jingle Jangle.
Jingle Jangle, Betty's dad, serial killer, someone gets shot. I'm like, what?
Teen sex.
Yes. That's every episode. That's a contractual thing.
That's teen sex is just like pinned up on the whiteboard. It's just like teen sex. Big bold letters.
Oh my god, Grace, do you know we forgot about our most recent favorite villain?
Yeah.
Miss Wardwell.
Oh, Miss Wardwell. She really is. She really, really is my fave.
That's actually the perfect character to end this episode with because God love Miss Wardwell. I love the fact that she just literally slinks out of the shadows. They just turn the camera slightly, and then her ass just walks out of literal nothing.
I still have not seen season two. Oh, I was talking to my friend about that, yeah.
Season two is such a fun time.
Yeah.
Although, some other friends of ours apparently didn't like season two, and I was just like, I don't understand because it's better than the first.
All right. Well, you share that opinion with my other friend, so I'll have to watch it and see what I think. I think we talked about this before. I just saw the preview that was like, had something about her and Nick, and I was just like, oh my God, like, didn't have the energy.
But that's who you want her to be with.
What?
I said, but that's who you want her to be with. It's either him or Harvey, and you know that's it. Sabrina's strictly heterosexual.
I don't care. Like, I just don't care. And I also know they're going to have her end up with Harvey. Like, you just know that. So, like...
Well, you know, inevitabilities are things that we can pretend don't exist. At least in season two, you get background story for Miss Wardwell's character.
Okay, well, that's reason enough.
It's actually really good background story.
Yeah. I mean, I just love that she... Isn't her whole thing like she wants to become more powerful than the devil, essentially?
I think it becomes that, but she wants to, like, rule by his side. And you get that whole backstory when they do, like, a school play for the Academy of Unseen Arts with Sabrina mm-hmm. and Nick mm-hmm. playing the main characters. And it's mm-hmm. it's done very well. Also, I was just like, I love how fucking, I think his name is Roberto Sacasta or something. Like, the creator of the show.
Okay.
Because he's the one who does Riverdale. Mm-hmm. That he also writes the, like, comics for, like, Sabrina and shit, I believe.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But what's really funny is I'm just like, I'm glad, it's just really funny how he definitely snuck a, you know, theater scene in there. I'm like, that homo. He doesn't, he gives it to you every show. Because he does it every season on Riverdale. I can't wait for them to do another musical episode this season that everyone will hate. Because everyone hates the musical episodes so much, and they're so funny to me because everyone hates them, and the music is also, like, low-key terrible.
Oh, it's so bad. I know. But it's so good, like, at the same time.
That's the deliciousness of it. But season three really was kind of a turn-off, especially when you get to the end.
Yeah. I have not. Haven't gotten myself around to that either.
Yeah, one of our friends was watching it the other day when I went over to their house, and I was just like, she was just like, yeah, I'm watching season three of Riverdale. I was just like, oh boy, you're in for something.
You're in for a real treat.
Treat is not the word I would use. You're in for some real disappointment. But anyway, I'm just mad that show never actually delves into the supernatural. I'm like, you're literally on the cusp of it. Just do it.
Yeah. I mean, if they reach season, like, six, I feel like they really could. I feel like we really could get there.
Either that or they need to do aliens. I need one or the other. If you're not going to give me supernatural, at least give me aliens.
Isn't that kind of the same?
It could
sci-fi,
be.
Well, I guess sci-fi. I don't know.
X-Files theme. Mulder and Scully come to Riverdale.
I would watch that. That would be a good episode. If there was, like, aliens in Riverdale, and then, like, it was, like, X-Files, but, like, we never actually saw the faces of Mulder and Scully, but it was, like, implied that it was them.
Love that. Yeah. I just want Archie to get abducted and then never come back.
Oh, man. What if he dies at the end of the series?
A dream. A literal dream.
What if that's how it ends? He dies.
I just do that Rose McGowan thing. A dream. Literally a dream.
That would be so funny. Oh, that would be so funny. I'm going to tweet at them right now.
That would be me writing the show.
Yep.
But, you know, whatever.
So he's the villain of that.
Truly. I just want it to be honestly, at this point, I just want it to be over. I was about to say, how did we get here? How did we end up on Riverdale?
When will we be free?
The real villain of Riverdale is Archie.
Yep.
But anyway, so thus concludes this episode on villains.
We went all over the place with this one.
We did. I'm really glad that we did, though.
And I feel like we didn't even, like, touch on some of, like, so, you know, there might be a part two of this.
Oh, definitely. And then, by then, we'll have a list.
Once we finish recording, take a few days, think of a million more things that we didn't say.
Exactly. Like, I'm sure I'll get a text tomorrow morning. You're just like, I forgot.
I'll have, like, 30 more names for you.
All Yu-Gi-Oh! Characters. They're actually characters from GX.
I swear to God, the villains from GX are not interesting at all.
They're not. The most interesting character of that is Jaden, but that's because he's... I don't know. There's something wrong with him.
The most interesting character is Cyrus's gay brother.
He's a brother?
Yeah. It's his gay brother. They're kind of like the Mokuba and Kaiba of that series.
Oh, is Cyrus the Mokuba?
Yeah. It's like, GX is like if Joey were the protagonist and Mokuba was his best friend, and there was like a Mai knockoff who was also in the mix.
And you mean Alexis?
Some other people.
Alexis Rhodes.
Alexis Rhodes.
Oh, God.
Yep.
You know what? That concept literally sounds like a nightmare. If someone pitched that to me, I would have been like, I am not greenlighting this.
And if Tristan was Australian. Oh, you know what? Actually, there was... So one of the, like, antagonists who's kind of like... the Kaiba slash kind of Bakura of that season is, I liked him. He was pretty great. Because he kind of has that, like, same thing as Kaiba, where...
Who, Chaz?
Yeah, is that his name?
Yeah.
He...
For someone who doesn't remember this show, I remember a lot of their names.
I know, right? I thought you've never even seen it.
I've seen a bit of it, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
You remember... a lot. But yeah, he kind of has that same thing where they're like, well, we're all friends now, and he's like, no.
I'm not your friend. I'm reluctantly here.
I'm just still somehow part of the plot.
Chilling out with... Bye.
I can't wait till we fully do you good. Yeah, I have a lot to say.
Game on! Get your game on!
Get your game on.
I can't remember the rest. It's like, gotta battle, get the cards right, or some bullshit like that.
They were just... What did you send me?
It was a meme I found on Twitter. It was just really funny. I was like, I sent that to some other friends of ours, and I was just like, eh. I was like, and I oop. And that's what I call relatable content.
Oh, man. Yep.
But anyway. Yeah, I was about to say, but anyway, what's our next episode gonna be?
It'll probably be something random that I text you.
Honestly, it probably will, because... I know I had a couple of things written down, but the only one that comes to mind right now is Orange is the New Black, and I know you're not going to finish watching that.
Oh, I really don't want to.
And to be honest, there.
I really, really don't want to.
I really had to force myself to finish the last season because I watched a couple of episodes. And I remember some of our friends were just like, no, the last season's actually really good. It's a lot like the earlier seasons. And I was just like, okay, but also, do I want to watch this? Oh, see, I also forgot that villain. We didn't talk about the best villain from that show, which was V.
Oh, who gets fucking hit by the car. She has the best, like, end of a villain I've ever seen on television. Like, genuinely, that scene is so fucking good.
It was the most satisfying because, like, you were so pissed off. There's like, this bitch is getting, she's just gonna fucking escape, and then she gets hit by a bus and I was, or by a van, and I'm like, love it, love that for her.
It's so justified, and it also comes out of fucking nowhere. Oh,
God. I love Mean Girls.
Oh, how did we not talk about Regina George?
See, now we're definitely going to have to do a second episode. I know what our next episode should be.
Oh, boy.
Sleepover movies.
All right.
Definitely. Because I'm sure we could talk for quite a bit about the movie Sleepover specifically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also the Bratz movie.
Oh, God.
I just love talking about the Bratz movie.
Haven't we already talked? I feel like we've already gone over the Bratz movie.
But I want to do it again. I just want to constantly retell the story about how it crashed my computer. Literally, Netflix was trying to stop us from watching. And it was like, yep. Don't do it.
It was like, please, please stop.
Oh, don't do it. Please.
That was pretty far into the movie, too, that happened.
Twice.
Oh, God.
It gave us the option to contemplate the first time.
Yep.
Love that.
And so, we still went back.
You know, we're gluttons for punishment.
Yep.
But anyway, yeah, so next episode we'll do sleepover movies.
Yep. We'll all have a sleepover. We'll be in our pajamas, which will be
not different.
From when we normally record.
Honestly. But, you know, as always, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.